On any given afternoon in Braddock, Pennsylvania, on the outskirts of Pittsburgh, you'll find Drew Whitley in Stamboli's Meat Shop helping to clean up. It's about all he can do now. He takes Valium for an anxiety that is very real for him.
What's your life been like?
Some days I wake up with nightmares from the night before. You know, I still have nightmares about being locked up. And if they locked you up for giving you life without parole for something they know you didn't do, they don't tell them what they might do, as far as I'm concerned.
So you are still living in fear of the justice system?
Oh, yes. I think that would be that way for the rest of my life.
Whitley's fear and anxiety are based on fact. In 1989, Whitley, who had two previous convictions for theft and receiving stolen property, was convicted in the high-profile murder of Noreen Malloy, a 22-year-old McDonald's manager in Duquesne, Pennsylvania, another town near Pittsburgh. Although he always maintained his innocence,
I'm hoping that the judge grant the DNA so the whole city of Pittsburgh can see that he got another innocent man.
He served 18 years in prison before DNA testing proved that hairs found in the killer's ski mask did not belong to him. In 2006, he was set free. 8 years later, Drew Whitley's exonerated life is anything but easy. He gets a disability check for $700 a month. Just last year, at age 58, he moved out of his mother's home into a tiny two-room apartment, which costs him nearly half his check.
Did people assume that as soon as you were exonerated, that you would be paid money?
Oh, yes. I did, too. Me, too. Yes. And it should have been, and it should be like that in every state.
But for all of his time spent wrongfully convicted in prison, all he left with was $100 that he earned working in the prison laundry. Pennsylvania didn't pay him a penny more. While 30 states do offer compensation to the wrongfully convicted, Pennsylvania, along with 19 others, offers nothing. But even where there is compensation available, it is far from equal. For example, Texas pays all exonerees $80,000 for each year they were wrongfully imprisoned, and the state is one of the few that offers some medical care, life skills, and vocational training once they get out. In New Hampshire, however, the maximum amount an exoneree is entitled to is $20,000, no matter how long the innocent person spent in prison. The federal government has its own standard, offering $50,000 for each year of wrongful incarceration. But while there have been efforts since at least 2009 in the Pennsylvania legislature to introduce a compensation statute, it's gone nowhere. Those who oppose a proposed compensation statute in Pennsylvania say that there is a lack of regard for innocent victims and that they've been shown no evidence of the need for such a law.
If anybody had any kind of morals in the government, when something like that happened, they should reach out and fix it. And that's not what happens. They fight. They don't fix.
Bill Mushi is a journalism professor at Point Park University in Pittsburgh and a Pulitzer Prize-nominated reporter. For years, he and his students have investigated cases of the wrongfully convicted in Pennsylvania. His reporting in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette helped get Drew Whitley exonerated. And he still gets upset by cases like Whitley's.
They used to have hopeless looks in their eyes when I'd look at them when across the table in a prison. But now they have helpless looks. And I think the helpless is a lot worse.
Why?
Because they worked their whole lives in prison to get out of prison because they didn't do whatever it was they were charged with. And then they get out and nothing is the way they appear it should have been. They are just thrown on the scrap heap of life like they were the day they walked into prison. And the only difference is they're only prisoners of their own homes now and not of the state.
What kind of support services exist for them after they're out?
None.
In fact, Mushi says that when they're released, those who've been convicted are in many ways better off than those who've been convicted but are later cleared.
If you get paroled in Pennsylvania or any state, you're put under a very restrictive series of covenants where, you know, they blood test you for drugs. They make you go get a job. They lead you to job search agencies. They show you how to build a resume. They show you a variety of other things that are supposed to help you meld back into society. When you get exonerated, then they open the door and say, see you later.
There is another option to try to get compensated, suing. That's what Jeffrey Deskovich did. Like Drew Whitley, Deskovich was also wrongfully convicted of murder and even had an additional charge for rape in New York State. and served almost as much time in prison before he was also exonerated in 2006 by DNA. But he sued and was awarded more than $13 million by the state of New York and the other municipalities involved in his conviction. And just last month, he won another multi-million dollar judgment. Now, Deskovich is working in his own way to make sure people don't have to go through what he did. He set up a foundation with his settlement money to help investigate other possible wrongful convictions across the country, as well as offer financial and social support to other exonerees, sometimes with something as simple as a regular karaoke night with other guys who were wrongfully convicted.
It's cathartic for me, and I feel like I'm making a difference. I'm trying to make my suffering count for something.
Even so, Deskovich says suing was an arduous process. After 16 years in prison, he spent nearly another decade trying to make it right.
It took less than a year for me to get to a trial and to be wrongfully convicted on the criminal side. And in terms of getting a settlement, it took 5 years. And then to even get to a civil rights trial, 8 years. And then no social services in the meantime.
Drew Whitley sued in federal court, alleging that his civil rights were violated. But the bar for proving misconduct is high. Even though a federal judge agreed that police officers were negligent, she ruled against his lawsuit, saying, quote, a reasonable officer in 1989 would not have fair warning that conducting a reckless investigation was unconstitutional.
So even though there are admissions of mistakes and of shoddy police work, Drew Whitley is unlikely to get paid by Pennsylvania.
Well, not unlikely. He's not going to get paid. He sued. The judge threw the case out. And there's really no recourse unless we had a compensation package, and we don't.
If all this strikes you as arbitrary, that one wrongfully convicted person is paid while another is not, it's because our criminal justice system is largely decided by the states.
So we're dealing with, you know, 50 different states plus the federal government. Right. And they take different views about these matters.
Bernard Harcourt is a law professor at Columbia University who studies punishment in the criminal justice system. He says that while compensation packages may be the more immediate and certain route for helping exonerees, multi-million dollar lawsuits could have a larger impact.
One of my fears is really that if you have a too straightforward system where anyone who's wrongfully convicted just gets $50,000 a year, that we stop paying attention. You lose the impetus to really try to make sure that no one actually goes through this.
Having been through it himself, Deskovich says that preventing wrongful convictions is even more important than compensating exonerees after the fact.
It could never give me my years back. I'd be willing to not only give the money back, I'd be willing to go into debt for that amount of money, maybe even double it, to have had my years back, to have had a normal life.
A normal life is all Drew Whitley was hoping for when he was exonerated.
What were your expectations for your life when you got out?
A good place to stay, food to eat, and transportation. That's how I really went out of life, like everybody else. I don't want to be filthy rich or millionaire or whatever. I just want a place to stay, roof over my head, and transportation.